Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Section 8. Bible How to Invest in Low-Income Housing is a practical real estate guide focused on investing in rental properties that participate in the Section 8 housing choice. Voucher Program. It's written by Michael McLean with Nick Cipriano. The book presents itself as an insider account of building and managing a portfolio of low-income housing, especially in Philadelphia. Its purpose is not to offer abstract theory, but to explain how landlords can acquire, renovate, lease, and operate Section 8 units with an emphasis on cash flow, risk management, and scale. The book is rooted in the author's own experience and uses a direct, informal style that reflects the realities of dealing with tenants, inspectors, repairs, and property financing. Rather than treating Section 8 as a niche policy topic, it frames the program as a business model for investors willing to navigate its operational and regulatory demands. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using Section 8 as a predictable rental income model. A central idea in the book is that Section 8 housing can function as a dependable income stream because part of the rent is supported through government subsidy. This changes the way an investor evaluates risk. Instead of relying entirely on market tenants and discretionary payment behavior, the landlord works within a program that can reduce vacancy risk and stabilize collections. The book presents this as a business opportunity, but it does not ignore the trade-off. The landlord accepts more procedural oversight, housing quality rules, and administrative friction. That balance is important because the book is not simply saying Section 8 is easy money. Its argument is that profitability comes from understanding the system and building operations around it. For readers, the real lesson is that government-backed rent should be treated as one part of a larger operating strategy, not as a substitute for careful property selection, maintenance, and tenant management. Secondly, creative property acquisition and fast capital deployment. The book places unusual emphasis on how to buy properties with limited starting capital, including methods such as credit card cash advances and other forms of short-term financing. This is one of the most distinctive elements of the book because it speaks directly to investors who do not begin with substantial cash reserves. The underlying mechanism is leverage acquire a property quickly, improve it, and then refinance or reposition the asset to recover capital for the next deal. The book treats this as a practical growth method rather than a polished Wall Street strategy. That makes it especially relevant to small operators who need to move fast and recycle money efficiently. At the same time, the approach carries obvious risk, since high-cost borrowing can become dangerous if repairs, inspections, or tenant placement take longer than expected. The value of this topic is that it shows how the authors think about deal structure, not just property management. For them, investing is tied to capital velocity, not only long-term holding. Thirdly, renovating cheaply to meet housing standards without waste. Another major topic is how to renovate Section 8 properties in a way that satisfies inspection requirements while avoiding unnecessary spending. The book repeatedly stresses low-cost repairs, practical materials, and avoiding repeat work. This is especially relevant in low-income housing because margins can be thin and excessive rehab costs can destroy the economics of a deal. The authors appear to favor a utilitarian renovation philosophy fix. What matters, do it once, and make the unit rentable without over-improving it beyond the neighborhood or program requirements. That approach is analytically important because it reflects the logic of the asset class. Section 8 investors are not typically maximizing luxury value. They are maximizing durable function, compliance, and rentable condition. The book, therefore, links construction choices to operating outcomes. A cheap repair that fails repeatedly costs more than a slightly better one, while an expensive cosmetic upgrade may never be recovered in rent. The practical insight is that disciplined renovation is a profit tool, not just a maintenance issue. Fourthly, tenant screening, conflict control, and the problem landlord reality. The book is unusually direct about the difficulties of tenant management, including the idea of the tenant from hell. This topic matters because it prevents the book from reading like a simplistic endorsement of subsidized housing. In reality, rental performance depends heavily on screening, behavior management, documentation, and fast response to problems. The authors present tenant selection as one of the most important decision points in the business, and they stress that poor screening can erase the advantages of government-backed rent. This focus is important because it shifts the reader away from emotional reactions and toward operational discipline. A low-income housing investor must be prepared for disputes, turnover, property damage, and enforcement challenges. The book suggests that the landlord needs clear procedures and personal toughness, but not recklessness. Its practical contribution is showing that the business is not only about collecting rent, it is about reducing avoidable conflict. In that sense, tenant management is framed as a core asset protection function. Lastly, scaling from a few properties to a managed rental business. The book also addresses the transition from owning a few rentals to operating at a larger scale, including the challenges of multi-unit properties and the need for systems. This is a key structural theme because the authors draw on experience with a large portfolio, which gives the book an operational rather than purely theoretical orientation. As portfolios grow, informal habits stop working. Owners need repeatable processes for maintenance, leasing, accounting, compliance, and tenant communication. The book treats scaling as a management problem as much as an acquisition problem. That distinction matters because many investors focus on buying their first property and underestimate the complexity that follows. The authors argue for tools and methods that let the business run more efficiently and cheaply, closer to a management company model. The larger implication is that Section 8 investing becomes more viable when treated as a system of standardized operations. For readers, this topic shows how profitability depends on structure, not just on finding a good deal. Scale is not presented as automatic growth, but as controlled expansion built on process. In conclusion, this book is best suited for real estate investors who are considering, or already working in, Section 8 and other low-income housing markets. It will be most useful to readers who want a blunt, experience-driven view of the business rather than a polished theory of passive income. The practical value lies in its focus on acquisition tactics, low-cost renovations, tenant screening, and operational scaling, all of which are central to making subsidized rental housing workable. It also has a distinct tone that sets it apart from more cautious landlord books. The authors write from inside the business and do not soften the difficulties. Compared with general real estate investing titles, this one is narrower, more tactical, and more grounded in the realities of a specific rental niche. That specialization is its main strength. Readers who want a realistic look at how Section 8 can function as a rental strategy will gain the most. Those looking for broad market analysis or a high-level financial overview may find it too hands-on, but that is also what makes it stand out in its category. If you would like to support Michael McLean, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.